95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, K9?
What's happening? No one's ever called me K9.
Oh, really?
No.
Welcome to it.
I don't think so. With all the nicknames I've had, nobody's ever called me K9.
You missed lunch.
I did.
We had a delicious lunch with a bunch of folk from the other place.
We've been planning it. You've been planning it, specifically, for weeks.
And really, you know, I got to say, no one at the table was like, wait, Kevin forgot? No one was shocked. Not that if it wasn't you, it would have been me, dude.
I really don't like that about myself,
but
that's the thing, man.
How it is.
It's how it is. I could leave myself notes everywhere.
Yeah, you got to start mementoing yourself.
And I'll look over the note or around it to see something else. It's not good.
Whatever,
I'm
man.
I'm not proud of it.
We talked about you the whole time.
Excellent.
So it was good. Yeah, it was fun.
Give me five today.
Why?
Songs with the word every day.
Oh, I see. Songs with the word why in the title. What did we do yesterday? I don't even remember.
We did who, yeah.
I think it's where, maybe tomorrow, something like that.
But let's just concentrate on why
okay.
for today.
Why?
If you don't mind.
Why?
You can get a degree in influencing from an Irish university. You could be a social media influencer.
This is one of those things they look back 20 years later and go, what were they thinking?
Hey, remember the 23s?
That was a crazy year.
4 o'clock hour lies they told us when we were kids.
Ooh, that's a long list.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
I saw a report today for the first time that gum doesn't stay in your stomach for 7 years.
You know, I still kind of believed that after all this time. Really? That's not true, huh?
Nope.
Whew.
Not true. I always wondered, though.
Me too.
Every single time I swallowed a piece of gum, I always wondered.
And I used to swallow.
Is that right?
This sounds wrong. I used to swallow all the time.
Yes, you can't say that. I'm going to need that clip. You don't mind.
But really, so that's the deal, huh? Yeah. It really doesn't say.
No.
Well, that's kind of good to know.
It does not.
And then other lies.
People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
People are naked.
Who's naked now?
And the KLOS name game.
Yeah, it's up to $700. We'll give you a chance to play that sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS. Hey. Let's do People Are Dumb.
Alrighty.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Kayaker charged with possessing 26 pounds of cocaine on Lake Champlain.
Well, that doesn't seem like a very good idea.
A Rhode Island man has been charged in Vermont with possessing 26 pounds of cocaine.
I mean, wouldn't a kayak sink?
I don't know. I don't know how they...
I guess 26 pounds. I mean...
Yeah, probably not, because a human is a lot
more than that. I guess
that's
true. All right.
The U.S. Attorney's Office said agents encountered Freddie Rodriguez, 38... of Rhode Island. They saw him walk to the shores of Lake Champlain with a bag because they got word that there was a vessel that had entered the United States.
A vessel.
Coming from Canada.
Mm-hmm. From Canada? You brought it down from Canada?
They said that they saw Rodriguez load objects from the bag into a kayak and start to drag the boat into the water.
Okay, all right.
So then they went to arrest him and he tried to get away. This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get away in a kayak.
Not very likely.
You got that stupid tiny little boat oar that you're feverishly working.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a ridiculous way to go.
Yeah.
I would like to see the chase, though.
And that's a very wholesome sort of thing, kayaking generally.
Right.
It's very down back to nature and that sort of stuff. What's he doing out there with drugs?
So they apprehended him.
Easily.
And the objects in the kayak were brick-like packages containing a white powder that tested positive for cocaine.
Yeah, I need to see the video of him trying to get away with that.
Yep. Right? That would be hilarious.
Should have thrown it overboard. Then we would have had alligator.
Alligator. he could spend between 5 and 40 years in prison.
Whoa!
Because of the amount they say that he was trying to distribute, which,
and
of course,
internationally, too.
Yeah.
Bringing it across the border.
Yeah, so it's not great.
Yeah.
But I do applaud him trying to flee.
In a kayak.
In a kayak.
Yes.
That's some good work right there, Rodriguez.
I think it's kind of disturbing how many stories you're able to easily find for this next segment.
They do seem to be quite prevalent.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to do a little crime. Why not keep something on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is our feature, People Are Naked.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
Out of Key Largo, Florida.
Mm-hmm, of course. Naturally.
A man was accused of standing up naked in a hot tub at a resort.
Well, all right. Now, that starts to make sense. I mean, there's been naked at the airport. There's been naked at, I don't know, the nunnery. You know, just places you don't expect. At least a hot tub.
Sure.
Okay.
7:25 in the morning.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Do you have to? He had to have still been up.
Sure. He's been up all. He's been up a couple days.
Nobody's ready for that at 7:25 in the morning. No. Authorities arrested Julio Daniel Rodriguez Monday on a warrant related to that incident. He was naked just before 7:25, like we said, in Key Largo. A witness saw him expose himself after a male employee confronted him. He screamed, "It's my birthday today!"
Oh, well, then he should be allowed to be naked, especially in Florida.
I mean, right?
Key West, you know, we got it all. Benny Loggins or something.
Huh?
I don't know. There's that weird old song, Key Largo. Do you know what I'm
talking about? Oh, Key Largo, yeah.
Yeah.
Benny Loggins.
I don't know what the hell it is. I have no idea.
I don't know what's happening. According to deputies, it was, in fact, the suspect's birthday.
Let it go.
You want to look the other way?
I will look the other way.
All right.
This one time.
This one time.
So what else did he do?
Nothing, man.
Oh, really?
He got in his car and drove home.
He did naked?
Probably. And then, he had to check in at the resort, so they knew who he was.
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's this guy. He hasn't had clothes on all weekend. Oh, right. Yeah. We know. It's your birthday.
Okay, great.
Grill.
Slego's going to look the other way. He's happy with you. Saw this on CNN. Does gum really sit in the stomach for 7 years?
You know, I've been asking myself that question since I was like 7 or 8 years old.
It's one of those things that you hear, and then you, as you grow up, you go, that can't be right.
I mean, your parents tell you that because that doesn't seem like a good idea to swallow gum. Is it true?
It is not true. How about that?
Those Bubblicious, man, I used to just, and Juicy Fruit. Remember when those were good and then they changed the flavor and they suck? But I had probably a grocery store load.
I mean, you're not supposed to swallow a lot of gum. That can be a problem. But Simon Travis, professor of clinical gastroenterology at University of Oxford.
A.K.A. Ralph, we're going to talk to in a second.
Nope. He says, I have no idea where the myth came from, but it's an old wives' tale. Hmm. I can only imagine that it was moms trying to get their kids not to chew gum.
Right. Oh, chew gum even. Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
But do you think in our minds, we thought, that's stupid. Nothing can stay in my stomach for 7 years. But it probably stays there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like it was exaggerated.
Right.
But still only exaggerated.
And is that absolutely not true then?
That's not true.
Zero truth to it.
Correct.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I haven't thought about it in several years since I don't chew gum anymore. But that's something they lied to me about way back when. That's still stuck in my head.
You've been lied
to. I still believe
to.
I'm going to have a hard time shaking it even.
So we're going to take calls 818-955-KLOS. We're going to take calls about the ways they lied to you when you were a kid.
So like the tooth fairy and...
If you ate apple seeds...
Oh, an apple tree will grow in your stomach or a pumpkin.
A tree will grow in your stomach. That's insanity.
But something in it, especially kids' brains, will be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Your face is going to stick like that. It's just a lie.
Yeah, I don't think there's much.
They lied to us.
Well, then what's wrong with me? Why do I look like this all the time?
If you sit too close to the television, you're going to get
blind.
Square eyes.
Square eyes?
Yeah, because the television is a square.
Oh, I see. I don't remember hearing that. I just heard you go blind.
Drinking anything while driving, including water, is illegal. I sort of thought that. Yeah, because when there's a cop next to me, I'm like, I need a drink of water, but I'm not going to take it now.
Are you serious?
I don't know why.
Yeah. Huh. So, maybe it's something they told you way back when or whatever.
So, whoever they is lied to you.
Some authority figure just decided they didn't want you doing this or that, and they lied to you, and you still believe it, maybe.
Turning the light on in the car while driving was illegal. That's what some kids were told.
No, I can't turn it on to find your stupid G.I. Joe. It's illegal.
Exactly, yes. Stores don't sell sweets to kids. All these things are my parents, right? Just trying to get along. Just trying to live.
Yep.
With their kids. So 818-955-KLOS, you were lied to.
Filthy lies your parents told you.
There's a story on CNN yesterday asking if gum really does stay in your stomach for 8 years.
And I have to say, after all these years, I still sort of believed that ridiculous lie. But it turns out...
7 years, I mean. No, it's not true. That's a lie.
Zero truth to it. You know, I had a really weird thing that I believed when I was a kid.
Okay.
I was in the hospital, and I heard someone say that someone had turned into a vegetable.
Right.
So the first thing I thought, and I was, 9, 8, whatever, was that I don't want to be in the hospital because if I'm in a bed and I turn into a vegetable while no one's in the room, then the nurse might come in and go, oh, well, someone left a vegetable from dinner and throw me away. And I thought that for a few years.
For how long?
Quite a while. I didn't really understand vegetable.
The size of a vegetable, too?
Yes.
The
actual size of a... I mean, I was into Bewitched and all those shows, so I thought, what? Because why else would they say you're going to become a vegetable? He became a vegetable.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's so weird, though. And I remember when I suddenly thought, oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
Yesterday?
Yeah, it was just a couple days ago. Yeah. It finally came around.
So we're talking about they lied to you when you were a kid. Hello.
So my sister and my dad were in the pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she must have been about 5 years old. My dad gets all pruney, and she notices it and asks him, why are you all pruney? And he says, oh, if I stay in the pool too long, I'll turn into a shark.
That's actually a good way to get your kids out of the pool. You stay in there, you're going to turn into a shark.
Or, worse,
alligator.
Hello, KLOS. What did your parents lie to you about?
I ate watermelon seeds. I was going to grow a watermelon in my stomach.
I think that was a popular one.
Yeah, that was.
Everybody believed if you eat any kind of seed, that kind of tree would grow in your body.
Yep. Yep.
For sure. I got in trouble for telling my little sister when I was younger for chewing bubble gum that she swallowed it. She was going to die.
She was going to
die.
She was going to die.
Yeah.
Right on. Fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
You can't go in the pool for an hour after you've eaten.
Yeah, why did they always say that?
What a crock of crap.
Why did they always say that?
I don't know. Maybe it was they wanted to relax after eating lunch for an hour and then not to worry about the kids.
They don't want to watch your stupid kids in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that could be. Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
If you cross your eyes and someone slaps you in the back, your eyes are going to stay crossed forever.
That is true. I've heard that one.
I can see why they hated you crossing your eyes, because it would just be like, ugh.
Yeah, they don't want you to cross your eyes.
Because you just look ridiculous, and they're like, oh, you stop doing that. You're not going to get stuck like that.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were lied to as a kid.
Talking about the lies that your parents told you. Kevin, you're a parent.
Yes.
So, you know, in order to grease the wheels and keep things moving and keep the kids safe, sometimes you feel you do have to lie to them?
I would guess so. I can't remember anything specific.
There was never any ongoing, oh, this will happen to you if you do this.
I mean, if I really, really needed them to do something, of course I'd lie.
Yeah, of course. Do they usually catch you, or do they
were smarter than I was by the time they were three, so that didn't help.
That doesn't help.
Couldn't get away with it. So your parents lied to you?
When I was a kid, me and my cousin, we used to turn our eyelids inside out and pretend we were zombies and scare my little sister. My mom would tell me that our eyes would get stuck like that if we didn't stop.
Did you believe her, and for how long?
Oh yes. She said they would either fall out or they'll get stuck like that. So I was so confused.
I love fall out. That your eyeballs might fall out. That might make me stop doing it.
Agreed. Wow, your mom was hardcore.
Yeah. Well, she's dealing with zombies.
That's true. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My dad told me when I was 5 years old that if I ate guacamole, it would put hair on my balls.
And immediately you tried it, didn't you?
I was five, but then when I got older, I was like, why would I want hair on my balls?
Right. Especially as a five-year-old.
I still sort of ask myself that question.
That's crazy.
And he still says stuff like that.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Very funny. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You were lied to.
Right on. This is Philip. And my dad used to tell me if I didn't drink beer, I wouldn't grow chest hair.
Huh, there's another set of hair growing lies.
At what age? Yeah. Like eight?
Oh, I had to have been 11.
Okay. That's what you want, is parents threatening their 11-year-olds if they don't drink beer.
Oh, yeah, they were heavy drinkers, and I'm a drinker myself now, so.
And very hairy, question mark?
No, coincidentally, I don't have any.
They lie.
There they go, just nothing but lies. Right on. Yeah. Thanks for calling
that. How about your balls?
No, those are clean shaves.
Oh, I was going to say you haven't been eating guacamole, I guess.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thank you. You were lied to.
You know when you get a little bump on your tongue, like a little taste bud is going to fall off?
Yes.
My mom always told me that was a lie bump, and then she'd question me what was the lie.
Oh.
Wow.
And how many times did you fall for it?
Well, I grew up believing this.
Wow. God, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you know, that's not your fault, but that's pretty crafty of mom to try and get some lies out of it.
What are you lying about?
I really think in my heart that she was taught that as a child and just never believed differently.
Probably. That's possible, yeah.
Very possible.
That's true. All right.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were lied to as a kid.
That is the extremely good new Rolling Stones song, Angry. And I just saw on KLOS's website today that there's going to be new Ozzy Osbourne in the
movie. All right.
Yeah, new music from him at some point in the near future.
That's I love that. Cool. We're talking about lies you were told as a kid.
Hey, my dad used to pick my buds off my plants and blame it on squirrels.
Your dad rules.
Yeah.
When did you finally figure it out? He was lying.
When I caught him red-handed picking my buds.
That's really great. Your dad rules.
You must have grown some pretty good weed.
Actually, I still do.
Nice. That is awesome, man. I love that.
I got my green thumb from my dad, believe it or not.
All right. That's awesome.
We are talking about lies you were told when you were a kid. You have one?
Yeah. My grandfather used to tell me to put chicken pieces under my nose to get a mustache.
Wow, really?
Chicken what?
Yeah. Feces.
Feces?
Yeah, chicken, you know. Chicken,
yeah. Where'd you get the chicken feces from? Were you on a farm?
Yeah. He had a farm.
Well, I guess that would kind of leave a little mustache because it would be a little blackened.
Your dad rules. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was a fertilizer. That was a serious conversation all the time.
Come on, Dad.
I love it.
Be cool, yo. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
What's up, brother?
Talking about lies you were told
as a kid.
You know what pisses me off is, you know, we were all lied to when we were kids. If you're older, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
And then you would go ask your uncle, "Hey, my dad told me this. Is that true?" And your uncle would be, "Yeah, that's 100% true." You know what I mean? But these kids nowadays, you try to lie to them and tell them, feed them full of bullshit,
and they go
to the interwebs.
2 minutes later, they're like, "Dad, look, that's bullshit. Man, Google says you're lying."
The internet has ruined everything.
Stupid internet.
Give me five.
No, I will not. I refuse.
He's asking so nicely.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Five songs in a row.
It's that low note. It's very nice, and he mentions our names.
We are looking for songs with Y in the title.
W-H-Y, 818-955-KLOS if you can think of anything. Or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Beatles would like to ask you a question. Why don't we do it in the road? Remember when the 405 was completely empty during lockdown? You could have done it in the road there. That would have been, wow.
A lot of KLOS listeners tweeted for that immediately as soon as we said the word Y.
Of course they did. We love you for that. And Doug asked for this one, Planet P. First of all, good name, Doug. That's a great name.
Wow.
You know, it's a real man has a name like Doug. And I wanted to hear Planet P Project. Why me? How dare you say? Don't think I've ever played that on the radio before. Frank Zappa. Why does it hurt when I pee? It is the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We got Walter on the phone. You have a suggestion for our songs with Y in the title?
Yeah, Why Can't We Be Friends by War.
Oh, shoot. They took my song just now.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, Van Halen?
Yeah.
You were going to suggest Why Can't This Be Love?
Yeah, I'll just say that.
Well, you know what? It was for you. Who are you?
My name is Chris.
Chris, a great suggestion.
We played it for you.
That was 100% for you.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And wait, YYZ is what we have next, Russia. That's Y, the letter. Toronto International Code.
Does Airport. YYZ by Rush qualify? It's almost a double shot. It's got two Ys in it.
Well, it's cheating, and I like cheating, so why not? Why not?
There's a naked guy in the airport. My man.
Can't believe he played Why Does It Hurt When I Pee.
It was all songs with Y in the title. I can't tell you why. Did you notice something weird about all the song titles except that last one? I just noticed this.
What?
Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Mm-hmm.
Why Me? Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? Why Can't We Be Friends? Why Can't This Be Love?
Right.
Every single one of them starts with the word Y. Except the very last one, I Can't Tell You Why. Fascinating, isn't it? Thanks for the info, Bean.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Irish University to offer degree in influencing.
What?
How to Be a Social Influencer.
Come on.
A university in Ireland is offering the country's first degree in social media influencing.
I mean, these things always date so quick. This might as well, you know, do like a MySpace class or how to use a rotary telephone.
That is true. It doesn't start until the fall.
Oh, that's too late. It'll be over by then.
You can get the Bachelor of Arts in Content Creation and Social Media.
Oh, neat. Oh, cool.
Doesn't that sound great?
No.
So I thought we would talk to somebody on the Heineken 00 hotline from that college.
Oh, okay.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, how are you there? Kevin, hi there. Hey, Sluggo, I'm Seamus O'Hallahan.
Seamus?
I'm a professor there at the college there, aye.
Well, I meant to say it sounds very exciting, and I'm very interested in the whole concept and process.
You better goddamn believe it. You better goddamn believe it's exciting. A lot of people making a lot of money doing that job.
Well, that's true.
So we figured we'd teach kids how to do it even better. We're going to make Ireland the number one place in the world for social influencers and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
So is there a class named Selfies?
No, but that is definitely something that we handle there in the class. We talk about photography, basic photography, and lighting, and framing, and all the aperture and whatnot, and all those things. You know, basically every class here at the university ends up with whiskey drinking and punching people in the face. But that's neither here nor there. We say, look, any gosh darn Irishman or Irish lady can make a good amount of money being an influencer. So why don't we teach you how to do it better? But just don't be ugly or fat.
Those are kind of the rules.
Yeah, no one wants to see that, right? I mean, we can say that, right? We're just men talking. I mean, we're just men talking right now.
I mean,
you don't want to see some lady who's got a dirty, ugly face or some big heifer. You know, you want to see a nice film.
Wow, I mean, I don't think you want a fat guy either.
No, I don't want me fat guys either. You know, they're fun at the pub, you know, you talk about them. And say, hey, look at your big boobies. But, you know, they're no good there on the internet there with the OnlyFans and the Instagram or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to pardon me, I'm here at me goat farm.
Is there a goat with you? That's so weird.
Oh, yes, I got my, this is my goat Bono, and then I got my goat Conor McGregor and... Sinead right here. Oh, Sinead,
are they influencers by any chance?
Well, you better believe it. They're OnlyFans. They're making millions. Oh, they're over at the pub talking to everybody about, hey, check out me crotch. Look at me out here. Pay me 5 pence. I'll show you me crotch. The other day, I tell you, Bono called me up. He said, hey, Seamus. I said, how are you, Bono? He said, I'll pay you $50 to let one of your goats in my face. And then you put it on video. Make a killing, won't you? And I said, you're goddamn right, Bono. Go sing a song. Had me go in your head.
I'm guessing Bono didn't call you.
What? Wow, what makes you say that? Don't you know? I know you're out there in Los Angeles, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, of course. So you're friends with all them Los Angeles people, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Fernando Valenzuela and all those fellas out there, right?
Yeah. Good friends.
I hang out with all the... Liam Neeson just came over the other night. We had some potatoes and whiskey, and I punched his wife right in the f***ing head. Let me tell you. I'll sum it up for you. I'll give you a summary. You want to audit the class right now?
Yeah.
You say, big them c***s, and if she says they're nice and big, I say, good, you're going to be a great influencer.
Okay.
Seamus, how can we thank you?
Oh, you know, come over and suck me.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are naked. A man in Florida, what a surprise, was caught naked in a hot tub at a resort.
And seemed to think it was okay because
it's my birthday!
And, you know, that's what I generally yell every time I'm naked in public.
Yeah, you still get arrested, it turns out.
Yeah.
We talked about lies they told us when we were kids, like gum doesn't stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Yep.
Also, your face, no matter what you're doing, isn't going to stick like that.
Nope, and your eyeballs aren't going to fall out if you turn your eyelids inside out to look like a zombie and scare your little sister.
Although your hands will be hairy. And there's an Irish university where you can get a degree in being a social media influencer.
And we talked to one of the strangest people we've talked to in a long time about that.
F them.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. It is time for you to win some money where it's the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the game. Good luck.
Hey, the phones are ringing. You want to answer one of those? The name. There are 24 of them. The name.
We've already baked 24 callers and are ready to take caller number 25.
KLOS, who's this?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller 25.
Oh, sweet.
means you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And the last couple of guesses were ketchup and tapenade. Ooh, how fancy, tapenade. Those are incorrect. What do you think it is, Brian, for $700?
I was going to go with horseradish sauce.
Horseradish sauce.
Horseradish sauce.
Also known as horseradish. We'll take horseradish.
Oh, incorrect.
Damn it. Arby's, don't listen.
Thank you for trying. Next hour, it's worth $800. The answer to the last KLOS name game.
And it was come upon by Bruce. He came up with TV Dinner's the ZZ Top song. And we were looking for a song with food in the title. And he thought of that and won himself $1,600.
All right.
With Heidi and Frank this morning. So we are now sitting at $800 sometime between now and 5. Not right now. We'll ask you to call to come up and the next answer, come up with it.
Let's play the KLOS name game, shall we?
Yeah, we're clearing the lines right now.
We're going to take caller 25, 818-955, KLOS, to play the name game. Good luck.
The name game.
Yeah, baby. KLOS, who is this?
This is Ernie.
Ernie, you're caller 25.
Kidding me.
It's a fact.
Well done.
Now let's play a game.
That's crazy.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you most likely heard of or eaten before.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were from Brian, who said horseradish, to which we had to say, nay.
You go straight to hell.
And Jeff said ketchup, which wasn't right either. So, Ernie, what do you think it is for $800?
I think it is relish.
Relish. I relish the answer.
Your answer is relish.
That Kevin is going to tell us whether it's right
or
not.
Oh.
I'm sorry, it is incorrect.
Do you want me to slap Kevin for you?
Slap him around.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks anyway.
All right, dude. Take it, man. Sometime between now and 6.
$900.
$900.
We have the name game coming up.
Sometime between now and 6.
It's worth $900. We'll tell you when to call. Time for the KLOS name game. You're shot to win a pile of cash.
Money.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
By the way, we have some money to give away.
The name game. The name game.
We have $900. Woo! KLOS, what is your name?
David Brown.
David Brown, you're caller 25.
Oh, no, my God.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And, David, I got to tell you, the last couple of guesses was for Ernie, who said relish, and Brian, who said horseradish. That wasn't what we're looking for. What are we looking for $900?
You know, I had it last night, and it's called hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce.
I love hollandaise sauce. Is it going to get him $900, though, Kevin?
I sure would be nice. But I don't know.
Oh. You had it last night, and is that what made you want to guess it today if you got through?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Interesting way of playing the game. I like it.
Bad.
Well, David, good luck tomorrow. Heidi and Frank will pick the game up at 8 a.m. And it'll be worth $1,000. Thanks to Curtis, everybody at SC Fuels knows what's about to happen right now on KLOS.
Well done, Curtis.
The Gimme 5, because he's always got KLOS on there at SC Fuels. Thank you, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You are liking that Guns N' Roses song.
I do love that.
I am
a little bit
well.
More every time.
Perhaps is what it's called. And of course, they're out on the road. Their artwork, amazing. Some of the ones they're doing for the tour this year are, I love it. They did a Texas Chainsaw Massacre one.
Oh, sweet.
Just the other day, and he's wearing a top hat and carrying a chainsaw, and it's classic, so you should check out their social media.
I saw that movie when I was like 10.
Oh, my
11.
God. Did you really?
Yeah, it was not good.
I was a big horror fan early teens when I saw it, and it flipped me out.
Yeah.
I can't imagine seeing it before then.
Oh, no, it didn't hurt me.
That explains a lot. Yay! Thanks to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the Beatles' Twist and Shout re-entered the U.S. singles and ended up at number 23 on the charts on this day in rock in 1986. In front of an audience of 300,000 people that included Pope John Paul II, Bob Dylan played Knockin' on Heaven's Door on this day in rock in 1997.